This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky heard firsthand what people in recaptured northeastern towns experienced under Russian forces. Zelensky on Wednesday made a surprise visit to Izium, until 4 days ago Russia's main stronghold and logistics hub in the region, where he watched as the Ukrainian flag was raised in front of the charred city council building. Russian forces suffered a stunning reversal this month after Ukrainian troops made a rapid advance in Kharkiv region, forcing a hasty withdrawal by Russian forces. Meanwhile, the largest city in central Ukraine struggled to contain damage to its water system from Russian missile attacks. Officials say Kryvyi Rih, which had an estimated pre-war population of 650,000, was targeted by 8 cruise missiles on Wednesday. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden is charging 3 Iranian citizens in a broad hacking campaign. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Justice Department says the cyber attacks targeted power companies and local governments, small businesses, and nonprofits. It accuses the suspects of targeting victims in the U.S. and elsewhere, stealing data from networks, and demanding ransom payments to return it. The accused hackers have not been arrested. A department official says they're thought to be in Iran, and the charges make it functionally impossible for them to leave. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A senior Armenian official says Armenia and Azerbaijan negotiated a ceasefire to end a flare-up of fighting that has killed 155 soldiers on both sides. The secretary of Armenia's Security Council announced the truce in televised remarks early Thursday, saying it took effect at 8 p.m. local time Wednesday. A previous ceasefire brokered by Russia on Tuesday quickly failed. This is VOA News. The announcement follows 2 days of heavy fighting that marked the largest outbreak of hostilities between the two longtime adversaries in nearly 2 years. Shortly before the announcement, thousands of protesters took to the streets of Armenia's capital, accusing the prime minister of betraying his country by trying to appease Azerbaijan and demanding his resignation. Ahead of a railway strike deadline in the U.S., one union has said no to a tentative deal. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Members of one union have rejected a tentative contract with the largest freight railroads in the U.S. just days ahead of a strike deadline. About 4,900 members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers District 19 voted to reject the contract. There are 12 unions, one with two separate divisions, and all must agree to the tentative deals to avert the Friday strike deadline. So far, 9 unions have agreed to tentative deals. Not only would a rail strike disrupt the nation's supply chain, but passenger rail would also be impacted because Amtrak and many commuter railroads operate on tracks owned by freight railroads. I'm Mike Gracia.
A right-wing coalition that includes a nationalist anti-immigration party won a narrow majority in Sweden's parliament Wednesday. It was a major political shift in the Scandinavian country that had a decades-long history of welcoming refugees, but is now grappling with a crime wave linked with immigration. Center-left Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson has conceded defeat with nearly 100% of the vote from the weekend elections counted. Prime Minister Andersson says she will step down on Thursday. Recapping our top story. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky heard firsthand what people in recaptured northeastern towns experienced under Russian forces. Zelensky on Wednesday made a surprise visit to Izium, until 4 days ago Russia's main stronghold and logistics hub in the region, where he watched as the Ukrainian flag was raised in front of the charred city council building. Russian forces suffered a stunning reversal this month after Ukrainian troops made a rapid advance in Kharkiv region, forcing a hasty withdrawal by Russian forces. Meanwhile, the largest city in central Ukraine struggled to contain damage to its water system from Russian missile attacks. Officials say the city of Kryvyi Rih, which had an estimated pre-war population of 650,000, was targeted by 8 cruise missiles on Wednesday. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering. Visit us at voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download on your mobile phone. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.